Today I want to look at one of the most probably well-known verses in the Bible, even extremely well-known by non-believers, is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This is an extremely well-known verse. Oftentimes you'll see it like on paraphernalia with athletes, or just someone's maybe life motto. When they hit a rough patch, you know, they'll quote this verse and, you know, thinking that it's, you know, to help them get through a rough patch. Even unbelievers do this, which is interesting. But this is probably one of the most well-known verses, and I would also have to say it's one of the most taken out of context verses that there is in the Bible, just because it's so popular and because of what it says, especially in the King James Version. So first, what most people will think of when they hear this verse, or how they think it applies to their life, is that no matter what roadblock they hit, that God is going to give them the strength to get through it. And that no matter how hard life gets, they can push through it because of this verse. And that's not the context, that's not the true meaning of Philippians 4:13. In order to fully understand, we have to read a couple verses back in chapter 4, because the ultimate meaning of this verse, if I had to sum it up into one word, is contentment. Paul is, just before this verse, talking about being content in any situation. He lists a couple extremes of situations, and then says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And so the real message of this verse is that despite our circumstances, despite our situations, through Christ, we can be content and accomplish the will that he's set for us to do. And for Paul, this was to preach the gospel. And that's the true deep meaning and concept of Philippians 4:13. So to read a couple of verses before, starting in verse 11, he says, not that I speak in respect of want or need, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So there we see sort of the extremes of circumstances that he's describing. Not that he's necessarily experienced all these extremes, but these are just extremes that he's listing to show that no matter the circumstance, we have the power through Christ to be content in that circumstance, to be content by trusting in him, and that he's going to give us the strength to accomplish the will that he has for us, to accomplish the race that he's set us out to run. Interestingly, the NIV, and this is the only version, the only translation rather, that I have so far that I have seen this word, instead of the word things, it says this. So when you look at it in context, again, you're reading about, he's describing how no matter what his circumstances are, that he is content in Christ. And then in the NIV, verse 13 says, I can do all this through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now that kind of really hammers home the context, because when you read the word this instead of things, that makes you ponder and think about the verses prior. And the verses prior are all about contentment despite the situation. So I think that's a very important kind of concept that we need to think of when we hear this verse. It doesn't mean that God can't get you through any circumstance, but I don't want people to use this verse to make it mean that, you know, to take it out of context and make it mean that, oh, you know, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, so no matter what I put my mind to, it's going to happen. And that's not the case. And I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that will use this verse to mean that, or they try to make it mean that. But when you really break it down to the context, what Paul is saying is that despite his circumstances, despite our circumstances, whether they're extremes of really bad or extremes of really good, through Christ, through the strength that Christ grants us, we can be content in those circumstances. And he's going to grant us the strength to accomplish his will that he has set for our lives, to give us the strength to run the race despite our circumstances. So that's the ultimate meaning of this verse. This was just a short podcast. I just wanted to really emphasize that. It was just some things that I was thinking about as I was just kind of sifting through Paul's letters, and something that I remembered hearing about, and it jumped out at me. So I pray that this is fruitful to you, and I pray that it motivates you, that no matter what your circumstance is, God is there for you. He's going to give you the tools that you need to serve him in that moment. And Paul's just the most perfect example of that, as we've seen all the horrible things that he's been through, yet he learned to be content and to still preach the gospel. And this is through the strength of Christ. This is the ultimate meaning of Philippians 4:13.